Good morning. We're continuing with Halam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Chachaf, and we just finished a Simon, the test, where the Chayalim spoke about the concept of Hagasa. There's one other scenario where the issue of Hagasa comes up, is adding water to a container of food. So you have a situation where you notice that you have a food which is on the Eish. Person lit up a cholent, and the cholent is starting to dry out. So you want to add water, hot water from the urn. So since it's hot water, is not a bishul problem. You're not adding water which is cold, adding water which is hot. So you don't have a problem bishul. You want to add this hot water into the cholent. Now the problem is when you pour hot water into it sort of moves the food around. It mixes with the food and moves it around. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, the one cannot do so because of the concern of Hagasa. But based on what we learned, that the concern of Hagasa only applies with Aloesh. If a person takes the pot of food off of the fire and adds the water, that will not be a problem of Hagasa. The person does not intend to do Hagasa, so it's similar to the case of stirring, which you said that even when it's Aloesh, if it's fully cooked and the person is not intentionally trying to stir it, so there's going to be So we really have an argument that's more to do even while it's on the fire. But since when you mix it in, you do want it to move things around and sort of connect in, etc. So maybe that's more like a mechavin for the purpose of Hagasa. And therefore one should remove it from the fire when one adds the water and then put it back on the fire. Now, to do active Hagasa, to mix it in, and maybe that's going to be a problem, even with the Vusha called Tzorcha. Because the Rabbi, when he says the Isra Hagasa, he says the reason why Hagasa is also because it's Mitzorcha Abishal, or when Gers says Midarcha Abishal. The reason why Hagasa is also is because it approximates the Bishal process. There are different steps in the bishul process which are necessary, even though it's not the regular cooking part of it. But since it's part of the cooking process, therefore the gosa is problematic. When the cholent, the food dries out, adding water and sort of mixing it around is part of sarchia bishul. So maybe it's going to be problematic. That being said, the assumption of most poskim is one is allowed to add it on when it's off of the fire. One is mutter. In a case where a person is not able to take it off of the fire, if the cholent is not in a way where it would be possible to do chazora, there isn't a blech, you're not able to make a blech, so it would not be possible to do chazora. So taking it off and adding the water and would then mean that you can't put it back on, which of course is not what you want to accomplish. So the Chassani says one can be mekel and add the water into the pot while it's on the fire, since a person is not actively doing Hagasa, is just adding in the water, which creates, incidentally, a Hagasa aspect. So therefore, one can rely on that to be mekel, to put it on while it is al ha'esh. The Chassani Shita, in regards to Chazorah, he holds that the blech that we have, the flat blech, is not sufficient. It has to be raised up to the point that's going to be minimizing the heat of the fire. So the Chazir said, according to him, that the average blech will not allow Chazorah, so one can be mekel and add water into the cholent even while it's sitting on the fire. So practically, the appropriate thing to do is to take it off of the fire and add the water, and then put it back in. When one does so, one can pour directly from the urn into the cholent. But one has to be aware that a person does so, and there's steam from the cholent which rises up and hits the outside of the urn, you might make your urn fleshig. So that's a concern. So if a person wants to do that, they should keep a distance. What about putting it into a cup and then taking the water out of the urn, putting it into a cup, and then pouring from the cup into the cholent and putting the cholent back on the fire? So mikra din, that is mutter. Sure, Shabbos Kechusa says that is mutter. There's what to argue that could be problematic. And after we learn some of the lachas of Shia and Chazara, which the Chayyim will talk about further on in the Klal, we might revisit that question. Meanwhile, have a good day.